The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Let's get started and play Pardon the Gadfly. Josh, kick us off.
Thanks, Mike. DCPS announced the firings of 206 teachers on Friday, 141 of whom were let go for being rated minimally effective 2 years in a row. What's the national significance?
So what do you think, Bill? This is a pretty big deal here. We've got Michelle Rhee is gone, and yet the impact system is still around. And we're actually laying off teachers for poor performance.
We
it's crazy.
Are. It is absolutely crazy. 3 years from now, will this be news?
Well, this is the thing. So DC is still an anomaly here, right? Can you think of another big district that's doing this?
Not at this level.
No.
But,
I mean,
but it's like, in process.
Yeah.
And I think what we're learning in DC, clearly impact is not perfect. My colleague Susan hadn't just spent about 3 to 6 months investigating, talking with teachers, visiting master educators, and there are things that can be improved in the system. But we focus so much on the number of teachers that were laid off, but, you know, fewer than 10%. This isn't some crazy scheme. It's getting better, and I think at some point it's somewhat normal. I think what's kind of interesting is the fact that this is such news, mm-hmm. that a teacher actually happens to lose their job, not because they were crazy or abusive to children or got in trouble with the law, but just because they didn't do their job well enough.
Yeah. You know, it'd be interesting to see if I suspect this number will go down over time, that each year there may be fewer teachers fired because you would think the system's going to get better at hiring people in the first place who are able to meet these standards and doing the professional development and all that kind of stuff. It'll be hard to know whether that's the case or whether they're just watering things down. I am curious, and I haven't seen this, about how this plays out in terms of some of the racial politics that surrounded Michelle Rhee. You know, how many of these teachers were white versus black? How many were younger versus older? Have you seen anything on that yet?
I haven't. The only thing that we've seen are that the highly effective teachers continue to be concentrated in Ward 3 and the wealthier areas of the city, and the Ward 7s and 8, the poor areas of the city continue to have fewer highly effective teachers, at least by impact. So there's this question about teacher distribution, or should the standards be different? Mm-hmm. Is it a greater, degree of difficulty? Should there be some kind of degree of difficulty measure, mm-hmm. in teaching in a more difficult population? That seems to be one of the issues going on here.
But you cannot overstate the importance of this. This has been sort of the holy grail for years in education reform. It's the basic good government notion that says, hey, we should identify teachers that are not performing well. After they get help, they still don't perform well, we should get them out of the classroom. And we have been unable to do that anywhere until now in DC. I think Michelle Rhee deserves a lot of credit for that. Go, Michelle.